My name's David Harsent. This is a version of a poem called Kudu that I made for the wolf. It's by a Somali poet, Maksama Jashi Jamak, whose nickname is Garie. My father told me this story when I was a child. We sat in the shade of a tree, and he began. Long ago there lived a king who sprouted a pair of horns, just buds at first. But he checked them every day and wore his turban low to hide this blemish, to hide this mark of shame. But a king, of course, doesn't wash his own hair. His manservant knew all about the king's shame, and day by day the knowledge grew inside him, a word that had to be spoken, a terrible secret that had to be told. They said, "You're mistaken," he said, "No." They said, "Dead men keep secrets." He said, "Ah." There were people, he knew, who dreamed of such news, but he slept on a bed of burning coals. Then one night he could bear it no longer. He left his house, he walked out of the village, mile after mile in a torrent of darkness, and came to the watering holes where the eagle took flight at his footstep, where the gentle gazelle shied and ran. He sat by the water and thought, there was a time when such things could be openly said. Yes, there was a time when even the poor could be told the truth. When dawn light shone through the trees, he dug with his hands deep down as a beast digs a den, and placed his mouth close to the hole he'd made, and whispered his terrible secret to the earth. "King Guja, King Guja has horns, horns like the kudu. The king has horns." "Don't interrupt," my father said. "Please don't ask me what these things mean. It's just a story I got from my father, and he from his. Do you want to know how it ends? Then listen. When the man told his tale to the earth, the burden left him. It went underground. And the man, why, he brushed himself down and went on his way. And this is the strangest part of the story, that even today when the soft rain falls on that place in the bush, that very same place where he planted his secret, horns like the kudus grow from the ground.